This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A friend and I were recently swapping stories about different jobs we'd had when we were younger, and she told me a story about the first summer she spent as a waitress. And several times, she had tables of people who seemed really nice, and she gave them really great service, and she seemed like she had a really great rapport with them. She went that whole extra mile, and she'd think, wow, I'm going to get a great tip. And then she wouldn't. Other times, she'd have tables of people who seemed very indifferent or grouchy or picky or demanding, and she'd think, wow, they're going to stiff me, and they'd leave a generous tip. So finally, she mentioned this observation to her manager, and he said, you're only surprised because you just started waitressing. You'll see, almost always, people tip whatever they usually tip. They don't tip more or less based on you and what you do. And to me, this story seems to contain two lessons. First is, although I often feel like I'm the center of the action, often I'm not. People aren't adjusting everything they do based on me. I need to remember that in many cases, I'm not responsible for the reactions that I think I'm provoking. Second, habit is powerful. As Aristotle wrote, we are what we repeatedly do. A generous person makes a habit of generosity. The service for that particular meal at that particular restaurant with that particular waitress doesn't matter that much. So I need to watch the habits I build. It's easy to think that when people's actions affect us, they're aimed at us. But often, they just aren't. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.